In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. I would like to offer just a few thoughts as we head towards Holy Week, with this coming Sunday being the Feast of Palms. We've sort of been fixated on the differentness of this time, how it seems so exceptional, and I've heard the word unprecedented used or misused many times with regard to this pandemic and what we are going through in the midst of it. But in fact, what we are going through now is not unprecedented, nor sadly that unusual. For Christians certainly have had to endure many a pestilence, many a famine, either natural or, God help us, man-made, wars, natural disasters, and that is not to mention the persecution that human beings all too often have suffered at the hands of others. And throughout it all, faithful Christians have had to keep the faith, to keep it alive, to keep the hope of the resurrection and the joy of the kingdom of God alive in their hearts. Some gave up their lives in isolation, in prison camps, in jails, in concentration camps. Some succumbed to disease, some literally giving their lives to others in acts of self-giving service. Some, like St. Mary of Egypt, lived lives in prayer and repentance, making their very lives a holy offering, going for years, even decades in her case, without receiving the Eucharist. These lives offered in totality and in thanksgiving illustrate the baptism and the cup of the Lord, which we heard about in last Sunday's Gospel reading from St. Mark. So, though we find ourselves separated from one another right now, if only for a finite time, we know it will end, Lord willing, and that we will gather again together in common worship. But not before great and holy Pascha. So, what does this mean for us, and what are we to do, since the normal rhythm of liturgical life, the playbook, the church playbook, if you will, that we've taken for granted, have been upended? First, we must remember that God is with us. He is just as much with us in our homes as He is when we receive Him in the Holy Eucharist. He is with us by virtue of our baptism. He is with us in the grace of the Holy Spirit, which we have taken on in our chrismation. He is present among us in His Word. And He is present among us in our neighbor, those we are called upon to love and to serve, and most especially now during this pandemic. He is with us. I've talked about fear and anxiety in previous meditations and homilies, and how love and hope are their natural opposites and antidotes. But all of this comes from the confidence and the strength that we have, which comes from God Himself, who is with us. Second, we must remember that our faith must be anchored in our hearts, in our prayers, and that all of this begins literally where we live, in our homes and with our families and those closest to us. Like the Christians praying in secret or in the camps, or like the military chaplain celebrating the Eucharist on an overturned ammunition box in a war zone, we likewise dig deep and find the courage and the fortitude to work our way through Holy Week and to celebrate the Lord's resurrection without all the stuff, beautiful and edifying as it is, that we are used to. The eternal mystery of Pascha is just that, eternally profound, and we are witnesses to it, no matter how simple the circumstances. So, let us be bold and courageous and continue our march with the Lord towards the empty tomb. So, practically speaking, how to do this? First, a lot of attention and effort is paid towards broadcasting services so that they can be viewed in the home. And while this is well-intentioned and can certainly help everyone feel connected and prayerfully engaged, please remember that this is no substitute for active and intentional prayer offered from the heart. This is the center of the Christian life. Pray actively and deliberately, and do so with the knowledge and confidence that your prayers are joined to those of countless others. Second, you will note that I have made available full versions of nearly all the Holy Week services through Pascha itself, basically everything except for the Eucharistic celebrations, in a revised format so that they can be prayed without the presence of a priest. I've done this not with the expectation that everyone can pray absolutely everything at home. The Gospel readings alone are hugely daunting. Rather, I would suggest that each person and those in their household use what they are able for each day from each service and keep focused on the theme of that day, starting with Palm Sunday, where the typica can be served at home and with special attention paid to the readings for that day. And then the hymns for each day of Holy Week, and especially the Matin services, are profound. And the gospel narratives as we approach Holy Friday are critical. The whole story of our salvation is to be found there. So I encourage you to take a look through these services, and if possible, print. Yes, print. Staring at screens is not really conducive to attentive prayer. Those portions that you can pray, and then organize and set aside the sacred time each day to pray these services. And you will see an email from me suggesting times and some other details to make this easier. Third, and specifically in terms of the vigil that we would keep at the tomb, basically from Holy Friday evening and the conclusion of the Jerusalem Matins through Saturday morning, I would suggest extra time be set aside for quiet contemplation and prayer. Taking turns reading from the Book of Acts is always good. And for the midnight office and the Paschal Matins, Saturday night, make sure that there are candles available such that everyone in the household may come receive the light together and sing the hymns. And when the time comes to break the fast, use your holy water and bless the Paschal basket and enjoy the feast. And know that you do so in solidarity with Christians the world over celebrating in similar and often far more challenging circumstances. Again, the most important part of this is to remain focused on the core, the central reality of what is happening in Holy Week, what is unfolding before us, and the mystery and miracle that is being revealed to us and to which we are witnesses. The readings and hymns prescribed for the week are there to help guide us through and help us comprehend what is being revealed to us. There are some other logistical suggestions that I will include in my note to the parish, but the most important thing is that we do not permit the circumstances of the moment to diminish our faith or confidence or anticipation or joy in the midst of the bright sadness of Lent and the promise of the Pascha to come. Instead, let this be an opportunity to grow closer to and to become more deeply involved and invested in the meaning of the journey through Holy Week and the truths that are being revealed to us. So let us then prepare our hearts and our homes for the Holy Week and Pascha which is to come. Let us do so secure in the knowledge that God is with us, that He is never apart from us, and that this is our opportunity to grow ever closer to Him as we behold the mystery and the power of His saving passion and life-creating resurrection. God bless you all.